Thank you, distinguished member, for your concern in the aspect. Yes, we have found inconsistencies between our Safe Motherhood and Reproductive Act and the general, that is, National Criminal Code of Nepal. So the principle is special law prevails over the general law. But the problem there is that in the sexual reproductive and sexual reproductive act, we have mentioned the punishment in accordance with the National Criminal Code. We have noticed this anomaly between the inconsistencies between two laws, and the Ministry of Law and Justice has initiated the process of amendment of the National Criminal Code in line with the Safe Motherhood, Safe Reproductive and Motherhood Act. So this is the progress going on, and soon that will be tabled in the Parliament. The research has been done. The draft is almost prepared. So we'll soon submit in to the Council of Ministers. Then after approval, we will submit it to the Parliament. So that is the update regarding the amendment of the National Criminal Code in respect to the Safe Motherhood and Reproductive Health Act. This is a legal aspect. And regarding the menstruation, we have introduced dignified menstruation guideline, and we have included sexual and reproductive health issues in the school curriculum, and we are stretching the local levels to ensure the curriculum covers the school level curriculum covers the sexual and reproductive health education. So these are the some of the achievements or progress we have made. The more will be added by our secretary. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I see your